January 5th, 2008. Selected Glories of Sri Radhakund. In Stavavali, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, who lived about 60 years on the banks of Shamakund, wrote a beautiful poem called Vilap Kusumanjali, a bouquet of lamentations, where he's crying out his heart, the glorification of Radharani. This is verse 15. Yada tava sarovaram sarasa briga sagolasan saroruha kalojula kalojulam madhuravari sampuritam sputat sarasij akshihe naina yugma sakshat babo tadaiva mama alas alas anjani taveva dasi rase. O blooming lotus-eyed Radhe, when my eyes directly saw Radhakund, which is filled with sweet water and lotus flowers, surrounded by blissfully humming bees, I developed an intense desire to taste the nectar of your service. So in this verse, Raghunath Das Goswami, meditating on his sarup as Rati Manjari, is praying for the direct service of the wonderful lotus feet of Radhika. And he's becoming very greedy to attain that service. And he says in this verse, O lotus-eyed Radhe, ever since I saw Radhakund, I developed an intense desire for your devotional service. What is Radhakund? Sri Radhakund is a limitlessly beautiful crown jewel of Braja. In the scriptures it's described as Braja Mukutamani. So Priyaji's Radhakund is most dear to the devotees who accept the service of Radhika as everything. Krishna's Kaviraj describes Radhakund in Madhya Lila, chapter 18, verse 10-11. Kundarema dhuri heno radhara mudurima Kundarema hima jeno radhara mahima Se kunde ekabar ye korisnan Tari radha sama prima Krishna koridan. Radhakund is as sweet as the sweetness of Radha, and the kund is as great as the greatness of Radha. Sri Krishna will bestow a love equal to that of Radha's to anyone who bathes even once in this kund. Only very advanced devotees can actually understand the deep feelings of mamata, or mindness, that devotees have who are fixed in Radharani's service. Radha's devotees, the mandris and maidservants, they love Priyaji with their whole hearts, and they have offered their hearts to Radha's lotus feet. And they have offered their hearts to Sri Radhakund. At Radhakund, Radha Madhav eternally play their midday pastimes, Madhyan Lila, from 10:48 in the morning until 3:36 in the afternoon. Every day they meet here and enjoy a variety of pastimes. There is no place in all of Brajmandal that is as dear to Radha and Krishna as Radhakund. Radhakund is completely connected to Radhika, and it's actually non-different from Radhika. When Krishna is eager to meet Radha, sometimes he cannot find a way and ways and means to meet her. So at that time he takes shelter of Sri Radhakund and worships Radhakund. and prays for the opportunity to attain Radharani's darshan. If someone is very fortunate, he can attain residence on the bank of Radhakund, and that fortune consists of receiving Radharani's personal mercy. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami mentions this in Brajavilas Stava, verse 101. Pura Premo Dreke Pratipara Navananda Madure Krita Sri Gandharva Chuta Charna Varyarchana Balat Nikamam Swamnyanya Priyatara Sarastira Bhuvane Vasanti Svita Yeta Iha Mama Jivatava Ime. Those devotees in their previous lives have worshipped the beautiful lotus feet of Gandharva Krishna, of Gandharva Radha and Achyuta Krishna, with the ever fresh sweetness of pure spiritual love. They are able to live on the bank of Radhakund. These great devotees, says Raghunath Das, are my life and soul. The banks of Radhakund are really wonderful. They are lined with beautiful divine trees like Kadamba, Champak, Kunda Shirasa, Ketaki Kimsuka trees, Labanga Jati Juti, and Madhavi vines. There are many different fragrant flowers, Bela, Juhi, Gulab, Golden Champak. And in the branches of trees, many poetic parrots, female parrots, sit there and sing the glories of Radha and Krishna, very sweet rasagan. The cuckoos flit about the trees singing the fifth note, and bees are always humming joyfully. The peacocks are spreading out their tail feathers as they dance sweetly and cry out, "Keka, keka, keka." Various birds are chirping here and there as they flit about the trees. The grand trees lining the banks of Radhakund beautify the banks, and they are studded with goosebumps of ecstasy, which appear as the knots in their branches, tree knots, and they shed tears of ecstasy upon seeing the divine couple by dripping honey from the flowers in their trees. The waters of Radhakund and Shyamakund are sweetened because they are filled with many colorful flowers. The water of Radhakund, the Sara, is actually rasa. It's actually the splendid Shringar rasa of Radha and Madha's pastimes. If you spell it one way, it's called Sara, which means lake, but Sara reverse becomes a rasa, and it's a wonderful Shringar ras of Radha and Krishna. Of course, the true transcendental elegance and beauty of Radhakund cannot be seen with material eyes, but with eyes anointed with the salve of love, Premanjana Bhakti Vilochanena, spiritual eyes, then people can perceive it. Great devotees like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and others, they lived on the banks of Radhakund and Shyamakund, and in deep states of internal consciousness known as Antardasha, they practice Lila Maya Bhakti, devotion centered around meditating on the transcendental pastimes of Radha and Krishna and rendering service there. The devotees worship Radhakund by bathing in that rasa, and by the grace of Krishna they become blessed and attain a love for Krishna as equal to that of Radha's. When Krishna becomes eager to see Radha, as I mentioned, and he can't and all his endeavors fail, then he takes shelter of Radhakund. By the blessings of Radhakund, he gets darshan of Radha. In the same way, Radha also takes shelter of Shyamakund and attains the company of Sri Krishna. There are many lotus flowers, lilies, and Kalahara flowers, floating in the sweet waters of Radhakund. And the excited bees buzz about these flowers, intoxicated by their honey fragrance. The surface of Radhakund bears many beautiful royal swans and cranes that glide about singing beautiful celestial songs. Whenever Krishna sees Radhakund, he immediately remembers Radharani's name and form and qualities, which he sees in the water, birds, and surroundings of Radhakund. And similarly, when Radhika sees Shyamakund, she also remembers Krishna. Radhakund is related to Radhika in all respects. So Raghunath Das Goswami in Vilav Kusum Anjali, he's describing the way he sees the Kund and the various pastimes that manifest there. One day at noon, Raghunath Das Goswami was performing bhajan on the banks of Shyamakund, and feeling great anxiety of separation, he cried out in grief. And suddenly, he entered a deep state of srupavesh, absorbed in his sarupa as Ratimandri, and he entered the Leela of Radha and Krishna in his meditation, Manasi Seva. And he perceived a very sweet pastime. Within the depths of his heart, he saw Radha and Krishna's Jalkeli. Radha and Krishna were playing in the water, splashing water on each other. And Kundalata was the referee. Whoever would win the fight would have to give a prize. What was the prize? What was the reward? It was the nectar from the lips of the loser would be collected, in other words, kisses. In the beginning, Radhika started splashing Krishna, and her eyes looked so beautiful. Kavi Karnapur describes the beauty of Radharani's eyes and Krishnanika Kamudi. Oh, how sweetly Radha's bangles jingle as they caress her lotus-like hands. It seems Cupid wants to defeat Krishna with his water missiles. Radharani's volley of water becomes intolerable for Krishna. His vanamali becomes loose. He drops his pearl necklace in the water, and his lagudi, or cowherding stick, falls out of his hand. Only his powerful kostuba gem can tolerate the immense stream of water without lamenting. Radharani thinks that her Shyamasundara will suffer too much if she splashes him in the eyes with water, so she refrains from doing that. But on the other hand, her Priyatam Sham, desiring victory, very cruelly splashes Sukumari, tender Radhika's eyes, with a heavy volley of water, directly splashing her eyes, and he says, "Priya, see if you can tolerate this." Tulsi Mundri is watching from the banks of Radhakund, how Radha and Sham are fighting this huge water fight in the water. The Sakis chastise Sham, saying, "Sham, don't splash our Saki like that. Has Radhika ever done that with you? Just see how much she's suffering." But Sham doesn't pay any attention. Swamini Radha becomes mad from Krishna's splashing, although usually she's grave. And then, fearing his attack, she backs away. What can a tender girl like Radha do against such a powerful wrestler like Krishna? In Krishna Karnamrita, Bilmangala Thakur is calling Krishna Krishnananda. He's full of ecstasy. And the mouth of that blissful personality, erotic flavor is blossoming up in form of his smile. Krishna doesn't play any other games than the games of Sringar Ras. Rasamaya Krishna, Rasamayi Radha. Forever always shower each other with nothing else but Ras. Their Rasa Krita, delectable, blissful pastimes. And the devotees that are fixed in remembering them during Leela Smaran, they're also showered with the sweet relish of Krishna's Rasa Krita. One can actually only enter these pastimes if he's absorbed in his siddha-sarupa as a mandari. When the mind returns to the external world, then this absorption of one's sarupa disappears. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur prays in his Prem Bhakti Chandrika, Sarana Smarana Leela Ihate Na Korohila Kaya Mane Koreya Susar. Do not neglect the practice of Leela Smaran. One should, on a regular basis, meditate deeply on the Rasik Sringar Leela, divine confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna Vrindavan. Leela Smaran, Narottam Das says, one should make this Leela Smaran the essence of everything for his body and mind. It is the nature of Radha and Krishna's transcendental pastimes to draw one's mind towards meditating on his Siddha Deha. Sacred greed, or transcendental lobha, is the only and essential requirement for beginning to practice, for practicing Raghunuga Bhakti and awakening the revelation of these transcendental pastimes. When a fortunate devotee hears about the sweetness of these feelings, sacred greed will awaken his heart. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, First Wave, Second Division, verse 292, Rupa Goswami says, transcendental greed takes birth or appears when one hears about the sweetness of the moods and pastimes of Krishna with his Brijvasis. By hearing regularly about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan with his loving devotees, one will become attracted so much that he doesn't care so much for the detailed instructions of the revealed scriptures or anymore for logic. Experience will come automatically while hearing about these sweet moods. One who unfortunately becomes lusty after hearing about Radha and Krishna's intimate pastimes is very unfortunate, because this very hearing of Krishna's pastimes is described in 10th canto, chapter 33, verse 39, by Shukadeva Goswami, that the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna will cure the heart disease of lust and bless the hearer with the highest possible devotion to the Lord. So back to the water fight. So Radha and Krishna are splashing water on each other in Radhakund, and Shyam is clapping his hands gleefully and saying, Radha, you're defeated, you're vanquished, give me my prize, I'm the victor. But no one other than Krishna, not even the parrots in the tree, is singing the glories of Krishna, because all the creatures in Braj identify with Radharani and her service, and they feel very sorry for her. How beautiful Radharani's eyes look when Shyam caresses her around the neck. Although her eyes are still filled with water, she somehow manages to keep them wide open. In this poem, Raghunath Das is addressing Radharani as blooming lotus-eyed girl. Her eyes have become slightly reddish like a lotus from all the water splashed into them by Krishna, although they're usually compared to blue lotus flowers by the Mahajans. Alasa lochana hari kajra ujal, jali bosi tapakori nila utapal. When the blue lotus flowers sitting in the waters of Radhakund, when they see the rolling languid eyes of Radha, which are surrounded with kajal, they begin to perform penances in order to become as beautiful as Radha's eyes. Indivara vara garava karishta kanjana ganjana nayan. Radhika's eyes swallow the pride of the most excellent of blue lotus flowers due to their color, and the wagtail birds, kanjana, because of their restlessness. So Krishna is very bold and immediately collects his prize of kisses from the loser Radha. After Shyam collects his prize, Radharani dies under the water, feeling very ashamed to stand before her girlfriends. Nobody sees where she went. There are many golden lotus flowers, white, blue, red, very brilliant lotus flowers floating on Radhakund. Radharani's surfaces in the midst of a cluster of golden lotus flowers, where she hides unnoticed, because her face looks like a golden lotus flower itself. Suddenly, the honeybees become attracted to the extraordinary fragrance of Radha's face, and they reject all the other lotus flowers, come buzzing up to her face and start singing blissfully. Meanwhile, the Sakis tell Shyam, "What have you done to our Saki? Where has she gone? Quickly, go look for her." Nayak Krishna sees all the bees buzzing around the golden lotuses, so he figures that Radharani must be there attracting them. So he immediately goes and catches Radharani. And all the Sakis also go there. Then Shyam starts boasting, "Priyaji, if I would hide like this among the blue lotus flowers, then you and your girlfriends would never be able to find me." Then Swamini challenges him by saying, "Oh, really? Go ahead. Go hide, then we'll surely find you." Immediately, Shyamasundar dove under the water of Radhakund and came up at some distance, hiding amidst some blue lotus flowers. While the gopis were searching for Krishna, Radhika noticed that some monkeys in the branches of a tree hanging over the kund were all staring at a cluster of blue lotus flowers. By this hint, Radhika could understand that the monkeys must be attracted to the face of Krishna, who is mixed up amongst those blue lotus flowers. So she goes there immediately and catches him. Holding on to Shyam's neck, Radharani swims across the deep kund. She looks like a female lotus flower being picked up by an elephant while she's holding on to Krishna's neck. The beautiful, sweet bodily luster of Radha and Krishna illuminates the entirety of Radha Kund. Radha Kund itself is blossoming with happiness because Srimati Radharani is swimming on her waters. Seeing this most adorable and beautiful pastime, Tulsi Mundri is completely overwhelmed. And Radhakund is also feeling overwhelmed with happiness, so she starts producing high waves of joy that are splashing here and there. Tulsi Mundri is beside herself with ecstasy as she sees this. Tulsi Mundri is another name for Rati Mundri, or Raghunath Das Goswami's Mundri Sarup. Suddenly this beautiful spurti, or spiritual vision, disappears, and then again later, remembering this pastime, Raghunath Das says, "My mind became immersed in the spiritual flavor of your service as my eyes directly saw your kund." In his Radhakandasikam, one can see that Sri Raghunath Das Goswami is confirming that the desire vine of love for Krishna will blossom and bear the fruit of service to Radharani for any person, even if he's unqualified or even foolish or ignorant. If any person comes and performs some service at Radhakund, he will attain this great benediction. Service means that he comes to Radhakund and takes a bath there, or he lives there for some days, or he takes darshan of Radhakund, or offers artik, or he touches it to his head. That's explained in Radhakundasikam number 5. Abhijananiya kaschit yasya seva prasade pranayasra latasya tasya ghostendra suno sapadikila marisha dasya pushva par prasasyas tadati suravi rada kundam eva shreyo me. Translation: this is the inconceivable potency of seeing or touching Radhakund. When I saw the sweetness of your kund, I became attracted to your devotional service. I don't want anything else but that anymore. May that very fragrant and beautiful Radhakund be my only shelter. In relation to Vajan, seeing or touching Radhakund, when I saw the sweetness of your kund, I became attracted to your devotional service. I don't want anything else but that anymore. May that very fragrant and beautiful Radhakund be my only shelter. In relation to Vajan, Rupa Goswami is saying in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, First Division, Second Wave, 295, Seva Sadaka Rupena Siddha Rupena Chatrahi Tad Bhava Lipsuna Karya Brajaloka Anusarata. Brajaloka Anusarata. Anusaran and Anukaran. So Anukaran is imitation, and Anusaran is following the footsteps. One attains the shelter of Radharani's lotus feet and her eternal service only by following the people of Braj, Brajaloka Anusarata. By the grace of the Brijvasis, the eternal associates of the Lord, a sadhaka can have a transcendental vision of Krishna's pastimes as a result of his smaran. One should not imitate Anukaran. The Brijvasis, who one should follow externally by hearing and reading their books and chanting about their glories, are Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswami. One should consider, how did they do bhajan? How they lived in a very renounced way? They gave the perfect example for the sadhaka. And all the while, internally, I mean that was externally, but internally they were drowned in an ocean of juvana smriti, fixed meditation. Yet they never gave out the regulative principles. It says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Raghunathar Niyam Yena Pasanere Reke, that the Niyam of Raghunath Das Goswami, the rules and regulations he followed, Pasanere Reke, they were like lines drawn on a stone. He so strictly adhered to the regulative principles of Vaidhi Sadhana. He offered 1,000 dandavas to the Vaishnavas every day. Even when he was too old and weak and feeble to practice, to stand up. Everyone tried to caution him to reduce his sadhana. They said, oh, Raghunath, you're a great Siddha Mahatma, yet why are you doing all this sadhana? He refused to reply. They said, how fortunate you are. You're setting such a perfect example for all of us. Bhakti Ratnakara says that the devotees repeatedly praised Raghunath Das Goswami. Even the demigods were astonished to see his eagerness in bhajan. Such intense and regulated sadhana will surely nourish the relish of the process of hearing and chanting. And the process of hearing and chanting, when done properly and correctly, will increase one's vairagya, or detachment, and determination to be very enthusiastic and regulated devotion. So one may ask a question, how can one perform Lila Smaran while chanting the holy name? Snatan Goswami says that two or three practices yield one relish or taste. They nourish each other. Sankirtan nourishes a relish of Lila Smaran, and Smaran nourishes a realm of Nam. One can consult Brihad Bhagavatamrita, second part, chapter 3, 153. When the mind is pure, it will not give up Nam Kirtan. When Nam Kirtan stays, there will always be Smaran. Thus, the external body engaged in the Kirtan, and the mind engaged in meditating in the Siddha body. Therefore, the Vrijvasis mentioned in the above verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Brajaloka Anusarata, Arupa and Raghunath, they must be followed in the sadhaka body, and the Siddhadeya, Rupa Mandri and Tulsi Mandri are to be followed. Sri Radha Kunda Ki Jai. Thus ends the brief glories of Radhakund. The process of Lila Smaran and Bhajan and some small glories of Raghunath Das Goswami. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.